Hello and welcome to this GCP short produced in partnership with friend of the podcast, AXA XL, and discussing a very topical theme at the moment, which is the growing interest in home domiciling in Europe. I recorded this conversation at the European Captive Forum in Luxembourg in November with Marine Charbonnier, Head of Captives and Facultative Underwriting in APAC and Europe, and Julien Gounod, Regional Leader of the Southern Europe Markets at AXA XL, which includes France, Spain and Italy. To set the context for this discussion, I think it's important to highlight that the past 12 months has been, I think, quite a revolutionary time with regards to the domicile captive landscape in Europe. In France, there have been four new reinsurance captives licensed this year after new legislation was passed by the government and an equalisation provision was even introduced to the domicile. There are now 14 active captives in France, and I think we expect a couple more before the end of the year. And it was announced on 23rd of November that Italian energy group Enel had formed the first reinsurance captive in Italy. There are also ongoing conversations within Spain's risk management community about possibly pursuing this approach with the government and regulator there, while here in London, the UK government has committed to launching a captive consultation in spring 2024. Links to articles on captive intelligence and all of those stories and developments are in the episode show notes if you do want to have some further reading. But all of that development led Marine, Julien and I to suggest a new chapter of captive insurance is perhaps beginning in Europe. And over the next just 10 minutes or so, we discuss the drivers for this movement, considerations for captive owners and prospects, and the impact on fronting arrangements and program structures. Julien, welcome onto the Global Captive Podcast for the first time. Can you start off by telling us a bit about your role at AXA XL and your experience with captives?
Yeah, sure. Hello, good morning. So my name is Julien Gounod. I've been part of the AXA Group now for 21 years. And actually, I spend all my time managing large corporates and captives, because as a matter of fact, this industry lacks traditional insurance, but also non-traditional insurance.
Fantastic. So, Marine, we're going to talk about this kind of potential new chapter of captives in Europe, considering developments in France and similar efforts making some progress, I think, in Italy and Spain. What is the commercial insurance market context, do you think, that has prompted these developments in Europe?
So, yes, we have been involved in many of the new captives established in France since and even just before the changes in the regulation. That started last June, if I well remember, because it was a long story. So we have seen a rise in number of cessions to captives. Yes, due to the market, let's say, constraints or need of improvement on global programs mainly. So those captives are even sophisticated on large global programs. So interesting to follow our clients in this new area for them.
Yeah, I think it's been really exciting to see just the momentum that's been developed in France by the legislation, by AMRE, by people in the industry such as yourselves. I do think it's a new chapter for captives in Europe, having this ability to be at home in France in that case, and open up the captive possibility to more companies. Julien, what do you think have been the driving factors behind these new captive domicile developments in Europe?
You know, what's interesting in the momentum we are living is first to observe that it's not a country dynamic. In my role as Software in Europe manager in AXA XL, I can see the dynamic, at least in the three countries I'm managing, which are France, Spain, and Italy. Today, we live in an uncertain world and very volatile, so it's more than obvious that we need an agile risk management capability, expertise, and more than ever. Captive has proven to be that flexible tool and capability, and I'm quite interesting to see that development started from France. I mean, we come back later about the propagation we can observe in Europe, and that is meant for a specific purpose, at least three major dimensions. First, we have the dynamics of the current insurance market, where captive can be an agile tool to adjust, to adapt, to do a bridge between what the market is offering and what a customer would like to obtain as a risk management tool. The second is what we observe as an insurer, as a carrier, the continuous evolution of emerging risk, which is not one risk today. We are facing probably 8-9 crises at the same time. So anytime you have evolving risks which are coming together, again, you see for things like casualty or cyber, captive is becoming a really agile tool for that. And last, we observe a very interesting momentum of centralization of power decision making in the corporates we are supporting. Captive and risk management in general is a fantastic tool that permits corporates to centralize their risk management capabilities and organization. So you see, it's very simple. Three elements that plainly justify that momentum we observe in captive today in Europe.
I touched on obviously the momentum that's been gained in France from this initiative of a few years. Have you been surprised at all by the level of interest and speed in which we have seen new captives established, particularly this year in France?
So speed, that's interesting. Yes, much more new captives. Surprise, yes, because it's not an easy decision for a group. So they have to understand well how the captive will improve their risk management and the purchase of insurance programs, but also how they will involve the captive and all the impacts. And impacts are various. It's not only a question of insurance, it's also a question of governance, of regulation, etc. So yes, and it's very, very interesting to see this movement. And all the captive ecosystem supported a lot them, advisors, brokers, captive managers, and even the insurers. That's really a key also of the success of this increase in number.
Yeah, I think that the developments in France have probably been the story that we've covered the most this year on Captive Intelligence and on the Global Captive podcast. We had Oliver Wilde from Amray on the podcast talking about it before. And I think it's probably some of our most read stories is the latest developments from France, new captives, the equalization provision, all these details about a new domicile coming out. So, Julian, can you bring us up to date then on efforts in Spain and Italy regarding potential captive regimes or new captive regulation?
But first thing we need to observe, I think, is that the historic captive domiciles, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Ireland, remain very popular. Mm. What happened with the evolution of the regulation in France is that we created a new scene that inspired other places to evolve, at least to think about it, which is a new thing. So what we have seen, example of Italy are a very good example. Amray in France, the Risk Management Association, did a fantastic job. It's a topic they have raised over the last 4 or 5 years, and they had an opportunity to make it converted to a reality at one stage with the government in support. AGERS in Spain, ANRA in Italy are also in that direction, also taking that momentum with the example of the French evolution as really something to make evolving the regime. And I think that's a positive inspiration.
So then what are the benefits, do you think, Julian, that it would bring Spanish and Italian corporates being able to set up captives in their home country?
You know, Richard, over the 2 years, we have seen strong growth in captive, new formation in Europe. So I would expect that interest to remain very strong, and it will benefit directly for companies for whatever market, Spanish companies, Italian companies, other companies, because that permits them to extend their scope of activities to new lines, to new risks, and to finance higher retention to maintain sustainability of the risk management of their corporation. There is a scope for growth specifically in Spain and Italy, where risk management has risen up in the corporate agenda in the recent time. Both internal and external factors are explaining that. Companies are looking for greater resilience, additional capacities to manage the terrible crisis they are undergoing. Look at catastrophe, natural catastrophe. It's a key topic for those two countries, and definitely captive will play an important part there.
So Marine, from the fronting insurer's perspective, does working with home domiciled captives in France or Italy and Spain, does that change anything in the way that you work with and front the captive programs compared to working with maybe established captive domiciles?
The difference is mainly for the client himself, because the governance is easiest to organize. The process for taking decisions is also easiest, with involvement more quickly of the management of the parent and the understanding of the parent. So I think it's mostly for the client that it is easiest. For us, we prefer to have captives in solvency to countries because it's more understandable even for our own authorities. So,
great. So, Julian, how important is it then for risk managers and captive owners to continue having that dialogue with the commercial market in this environment when they are building a new captive or expanding their captive program?
First, to answer your question, I would like to remind the context about what AXA XL is doing with those customers. I mean, we are in the heart of our DNA. Global program, captive fronting, that's really something where in our strategy we are enabling customers to control their global risk management and to centralize, as I was mentioning, their insurance cost management, let's say steering of their activities with their group. We have seen the expansion, for example, recently on cyber. We have seen the expansion on mid-market in France with new captive on company with a smaller size than before. So it's exactly fitting what we are bringing in terms of value to the market. Then to answer precisely your question, I think in that dialogue, it changed three things. Number one, increasing the risk retention, addressing the evolution of the risk landscape, changes the conversation we have with our customer. We are entering in a world where it's not about talking about price, requirements, it's about defining aligning strategy on a long-term basis, and that's changing everything. Long-term partnership is a key recipe to make a successful conversation on captive with customer. Two, we stand ready also to help our customer when they want to change their strategy. We have various discussions or where they have thought something to go in a direction, and after a while they readapt because their own organization is changing every day. So we are also here to adapt to those changes and to propose a solution that we may be able to propose to them. And last, a benefit for clients to increase their self-insurance is also a demonstration about their seriousness on their belief on their own risk acceptability, on their capability to demonstrate their resilience factor. And for us, carriers is fundamental. It permits to build the trust and to again come back to that long-term perspective, which is key. So you see, simple, three factors, a lot of value for us and for the customer.
Fantastic. So just lastly, Marine, obviously we've been talking about, particularly in France, new captives being formed. We might see that in other countries as well. What is the role of AXA XL when a client is exploring or setting up a captive? What role do you play kind of in that process?
As Julien said, it is a question of partnership and teamwork with their advisor to support what the captive decision makers will need, figures. So we work with the broker often on options of captive retentions for the risk transfer side and also for the captive ceding conditions. And after that, we also explain how we will work together on the operational side that is really key for the success of the captive after.
Fantastic. Well, Marine, Julien, it's been great to have you onto the Global Captive Podcast.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. See you soon.